Well, guys, we're almost done, and the fat lady has come to sing. And it ain't over till the fat lady sings. We've had a great time. I'm going to hold you for 3-4 minutes. The greenest generation. What have we heard? We've heard about a new revolution, and we've heard about concern over biofuels, and we've heard about spiraling costs of animal feeds, and we've heard about the impact of animal agriculture on the environment. We talked about the greenest generation, but we've also talked about redefining our industry. We talked about redefining our technologies because, as Mark said, and as Einstein said, what got us here is not what's going to get us out of here. So new technologies, business practices, it's not all about profit. It's about social responsibility. It's not about social responsibility. It's about fun and social responsibility. It's about our young people. It's about redefining our education. We have a guy in Chicago. And many of us in the United States know this guy. And he tells the stories. And when it's over, Paul Harvey says, "Let me tell you the rest of the story." But the rest of the story is about education. And the rest of the story is about recognizing excellence. And the rest of the story is about new tools. And these new tools are things which frankly confuse me, baffle me. But I'm fortunate. I have people like Ronan who can tell me about these snips. And these snips in our genes which make us, thank God, different. These new tools. Biorefineries. Snips. Typos, if you like, on their gene chip. And by golly, there's a lot of us have a lot of Tippex, a lot of typos in our genes. And that's what makes us different. But when it's all over, and when it's all said and done, we have a responsibility. And our responsibility is to feed a hungry world. But necessity is the mother of invention. And we are at a time of necessity, looking for alternative raw materials, looking for sustainable energy sources. Necessity, the mother of invention. And as you listen to some of our young people, did you not feel that they were more engaged at their tender age than we are? And did you not get the message that we have 30 years, typically, in any given life to do good? But you know what? We have to get started with our young minds and education. The Stone Age. The Stone Age did not go away because we ran out of stones. That wasn't what stopped the Stone Age. What emerged from the Stone Age was innovation. And we've moved on. And as we move on, the message of the greenest generation. And as we move on, we ask the question, is this you? I had a daughter, half a daughter, and when she's about 3 or 4, daughters, little girls at that stage, think their father is the ultimate. And she had a patch on this eye and big thick glasses on this eye. And as she ran out to me, she said, hey, Dad, with all the sticky hands on the glasses and the patch, she said, Dad, Am I the most beautiful girl in the world? And Dad, can I become Miss World? What did I say to her? Did I say, no way? You're Feha? You're ugly? Of course not. I said, you can do anything you dream of. And that's the dream. The dream of the village. And you know what? When you have a dream that's right for you, what happens? The whole world seems to conspire with you to make it happen. So my message to you as we leave is to have a dream. And my message to you is to conspire, a conspiracy. Come with us. Let us make the dream come true. Ladies and gentlemen, let us make this dream come true.
A dream that will need all the love you can give. Every day of your life, for as long as you live, climb every mountain, ford every stream, find.